Fire scorching the forests of the Mettow Valley in north-central Washington has become a devastating yearly event.
Every year, you get into May, June, and people start to hold their breath, knowing that any day, the world could change for us.
Mettow Valley residents Tom and Gina McCoy have decided they can change this devastating trend through a process called pyrolysis. They've started the nonprofit C6 Forest to Farm, which was awarded $160,000 in the Washington State Legislature's 2021 to 2023 budget to create a pyrolysis research and demonstration project. Pyrolysis takes biomass, such as woody underbrush and unmarketable small-diameter trees, and heats them beyond typical combustion temperatures in a low-oxygen environment. From this, excess forest material is reduced, and carbon from the biomass stays stored in the byproducts. Here's Gina McCoy.
It's like the ideal vehicle for moving carbon from where there's too much of it to carbon where there's not enough of it.
The most common use for biochar, the solid charcoal-like byproduct of pyrolysis, is as an agricultural soil amendment, according to Tom McCoy. Dr. Manuel Garcia Perez is the department chair and a professor in the Biological Systems Engineering Department at WSU who has researched the potential uses of biochar. He says pyrolysis would allow them to take the excess carbon burning mostly on the east side of the Cascades and use it to make soil across the state more fertile. He's excited that the McCoys are citizens taking action to try and address a problem in their community.
Those are citizens. They are responsible citizens. They had a problem in their community and they are taking it on their hands. They are trying to solve the problem.
The McCoys nonprofit will start by using ponderosa pines and Douglas firs from the valley's forest. Their hope is their demonstration in the Mettow Valley will provide a model for others to use wherever it's needed. For NWPB News, I'm Lauren Gallup.